AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. It was a rainy night in San Francisco, but the Los Angeles Rams keep it rolling.
In a battle of field goals, the Rams kicked two more than the 49ers and beat San Francisco 12-6. The win helps Los Angeles move a half game behind division-leading Seattle. Matthew Stafford was 16 of 27 for 160 yards.
We have an opportunity to keep our season alive every single time we go out there and play, and that's a whole lot of fun. And, you know, I think our team, you know, show we can win football games kind of any way you want in about a four-day span. So we got to continue to get better. By no means was it a great performance by us as an offense tonight, but, man, that was some good team football.
Meanwhile, the 49ers' loss dropped them to 6-8. While mathematically still alive, they are likely not going to the playoffs. In the loss, Brock Purdy was 14 of 31 for 142 yards. Ryan Leong, Santa Clara.
Bill Belichick says he's always wanted to coach college football. It's become reality, correspondent Geffen Coolball reports.
New North Carolina football coach Bill Belichick says he had long been interested in coaching in the college ranks. Now he'll have the chance as he takes over the Tar Heels.
Had some good years in the NFL, so that was okay. But this is really kind of a dream come true.
The 72-year-old Belichick was introduced as the program's 35th head coach Thursday in a press conference that included athletic director Bubba Cunningham wearing a suit with both sleeves cut off in tribute to Belichick's iconic hoodies.
In the immortal words of Yogi Berra, the future ain't what it used to be.
A former football coach in the SEC, Dan Mullen, takes over at UNLV. Colorado two-way standout Travis Hunter, the AP College Football Player of the Year. The NBA story in college basketball is next. In the NBA, a fourth straight win for Miami.
Tyler Hero scored a team-high 23 points, and Bam Adebayo had a double-double in the Heat's 114-104 win over the Raptors. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra says Hero has become a handful for opponents.
I think his skill set, you know, has been there now for 2 or 3 years to be able to handle things off the dribble, but you're definitely accounting for, you know, him moving without the ball. You have to talk about that.
Adebayo finished with 23 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists as Miami picked up its fourth straight win and 8th in 11 games. Grady Dick's 22 points led Toronto. I'm Dave Ferry.
The Boston Celtics didn't have Jason Tatum, but they still rolled over Detroit.
Peyton Pritchard had 27 points, and the Celtics used a big second half to roll past the Pistons 123-99. Pritchard finished with 7 three-pointers to continue to build his early case for Sixth Man of the Year honors.
It's not something I'm like, if I don't win or win, it's not make or break it for me. I'm going to continue what I'm doing, and but yeah, it would be an honor.
Derek White added 23 points and also had 7 threes to help the Celtics win for the fourth time in 5 games. Boston connected on 23s for the night and led by as many as 32 in the fourth quarter. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Sacramento 111-109 over New Orleans. Top 25 college basketball, the annual battle of Iowa.
Using a closing run of 17-6, number 3 Iowa State defeated Iowa 89-80. The Cyclones trailed most of the game and didn't take their first lead until 3 minutes left. It also didn't hurt that the Hawkeyes went cold without a field goal over a 6-minute stretch. Cyclone coach TJ Axelberger said his team woke up late.
Our team is at its best when we're disruptive defensively, and then we get out and go transition. And again, to the credit of Coach McCaffrey and their staff and players, they did the great job of keeping us away from our game and our identity for 35 minutes or so.
Curtis Jones led Iowa State with 23 points, while Joshua Jefferson filled up the stat sheet, 19 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists.
That's David Schuster reporting. In the NHL, Nashville ends its 8-game losing skid. Ryan O'Reilly had a couple of goals, and the Preds knock off Dallas 4-1. Leon Draisaitl scored his league-leading 21st goal, 3 assists as well. Edmonton blasts Minnesota 7-1. New Jersey cooled off the LA Kings.
The Devils snapped the Kings' 6-game winning streak, the longest in the league entering the game, with a 3-1 victory in Newark. Jack Hughes was primarily responsible for New Jersey's comeback victory with a goal and 2 assists.
They came in, they were rolling, and you know, we've been liking our game though, so I think that was 2 really good teams that played tonight, and I think we just, you know, down the stretch in the third, we capitalized on our chances and shut them down good, so I think that was a really good game for our team.
After L.A.'s Jordan Spence gave his team a 1-0 lead with just over 3 minutes remaining in the second period, Hughes set up Andre Palat for the tying goal with just over a minute remaining in the period. Then, with 7:02 remaining in regulation time, Hughes snapped the 1-1 tie with his 12th goal of the season. I'm Tom Merriam.
It was all Scott Laughton for Philadelphia in the Flyers' 4-1 win over Detroit. Laughton, a career-high 4 goals. Washington wins in overtime.
Alexi Protas scored 2 goals, including the game winner, 2:28 into overtime, as the Capitals came from behind to beat the Blue Jackets 2-1. Charlie Lindgren made 32 saves in net for the Capitals, who got their 20th win in 28 games this year.
Sticking to our game plan and just knowing who we are as a team, I think that's so important. I think at this point in the year, we're 28 games in. We have a really good idea of what our footprint is and what we have to do to win hockey games.
The Blue Jackets took a 1-0 lead on a power play goal by Zach Werenski in the second. It was his 100th career goal. Protas then tied it 31 seconds into the third. I'm Craig Heist.
Toronto defeated Anaheim 3-2. Brian Rust scored 3 goals in Pittsburgh's blowout of Montreal 9-2. New York Islanders 5, Chicago 4, San Jose 4-3 over St. Louis. Vegas wins in overtime over Winnipeg 3-2. It was Tampa 8-3 past Calgary. Utah defeated Colorado 4-1. Seattle blanks Boston 5-0. And Vancouver shut out Florida 4-0. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.